Coach Starnes, you prepare this week for the second round of the Class A playoffs. We have a long trip to Bardstown. We will face the Eagles, who are a pretty good football team. They've won seven games during regular season. They're now 8-3. And already, I think there's been some reporting up in the newspapers there. So this game is already stoking a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to be in the second round, and we haven't been in this position in a while. You know, we have to understand that Bardstown Bethlehem is a good football team. They beat Campbellsville and finished first in their district. And you know, they came down in 2010. And they beat us down here. They were third seed. We were second seed. They beat us. And, you know, so we have to understand that they're a good football team. And watching them on film, they're, you know, they're a lot like us. And they look like us and what we do and how we do things. And they might be just a little bit bigger than we are. But it should be an exciting ball game. And the concern that I have is that we have a three-hour bus ride, and these kids haven't been in that situation before. We haven't won. This group, seniors, have never experienced a playoff win, much less a second round, and what it takes. And, you know, it does kind of take its toll on you. You're extending the season more and beyond than what it would normally be. And so you think about it, this time last year, we were already finished with our season, and they were practicing basketball, and those that were playing basketball are doing what they want to do. So, you know, we don't know how our kids are going to respond, and that's what we have to focus on, and we have to make sure that these kids understand, because it is different.
You know, someone mentioned that the weather forecast is, I think, kickoff is going to be around 40 degrees, a low that night of 30 in Bardstown on Friday night. Somebody mentioned about playing in the cold weather. Well, that's what you get. That's the reward you get for,
you know,
playing.
And that's what we want.
For winning.
Yeah, and that's what we want. You know, we want to be playing in Thanksgiving, and we want to be playing in December. And, you know, it's going to be cold. It's not going to get warmer. So, you know, we understand that part of it. We just have to make sure that we understand what it takes to prepare ourselves to win the ball game.
This football team, I looked at them on Huddle a little bit. It's got the video on, and to me, it looked like a lot of Nick Castillers. They've got a lot of kids. They look about his size and pretty good athletes. What do you see on this team?
I see a lot of us. Not that there's any one in particular great athlete out there, but they do the spread, and they run the 4-2, 5 that we run. And, you know, what they do it well. You know, they're big up front. They have a 6'4", 275-pounder, and their center's over 300. The other tackle's over 270. And, you know, they're a lot like we are, maybe just a little bit bigger. But, you know, their quarterback, he runs it and throws it well. They have some running backs that run hard. They don't have great speed. But, you know, I also think that they have a number 33, a kid named Downs, that is their running back and was against Fort Knox, and I think is going to be ready to play. That reminds me of a Hollis. So
yeah.
I think that he's going to play. They're going to have kids that are healthy, and you know, we have Dylan Hollis. Is his shoulder still banged up and is limited his role on playing one side of the ball right now, and unless it improves. And Mason Myers is still gimpy around with his ankle. I'm not sure what his status is as far as whether he's going to be turned loose or limited action. And also have Travis McKinney that is still gimpy with his knee and has to sit out some things. So, you know, we're not 100%, and it does concern me. But, you know, I think that if we play, then we have a chance to win this ball game.
Bethlehem, this is a team that really likes to run the football. They don't throw it a whole lot. They're fairly effective when they do. They've thrown for 8 touchdowns, but 9 interceptions. And Matthew Hagan's their quarterback. He's a junior. 73 completions out of 136 passes. You know, Nick will throw that many in 3.5 games. So,
but they will throw it. They do like to run it. They, you know, like I said, they remind me of us when I first started running the spread. They have a quarterback that can run it. They don't throw it. It looks like that they spread it in order to run it. They create mismatches, and they try to outflank you in formations, and we have to make sure that we understand that and play that way. So Our linebackers are going to have to make sure that they have the right reads and react to the counters, because they run a lot of counters. We can't take off running to the initial read. We have to make sure we read it all, and when it's a counter play, we have to be there. If not, it's going to be a long night.
Ron Kuntz, their coach, this is his sixth season. He was brand new virtually when we played him before, and he seems to be a pretty good coach. He's got a winning record there, 57% winning percentage. He's 39-30, pretty good at a small school.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're doing a good job. You watch your kids on film. They look like that they're well coached. They understand the game and what they're supposed to do and what they're trying to do, and they execute, and that's what you have to do. As a coach, you look at things and adjustments that sound, and whether or not that he makes his adjustments to formations that are sound, and their blocking schemes are sound, and what they're trying to run, they run it well, and they do all those things. So, you know, I don't know Ron Kuntz. I don't know his history or anything like that, but I do know he was around the Hardin area, retired from public school, and is at Bardstown now in Bethlehem. So it looks to me like he's doing a good job. They won the district.
There was a comment in the paper out of Elizabethtown this week. It was in their online version. Somebody printed it out, and he says that in preparing, he looked at a film on our Fulton County game when we played Fulton County, and the comment is, he looked at both teams. We do about the same thing. Crittenden County does them a little better.
Yeah, and you know, we take offense to that. That's comparing us to a Fulton County, and you know, we have no disrespect for Fulton County at all. Don't want it to seem that way. Don't want anybody to take it that way. You know, we feel like that overall as a program that we should not be compared to Fulton County. To say that we do it a little bit better, and we really take offense to that. So, you know, we hope the kids understand that. We hope the kids they're motivated because of that, and hopefully we can show them that we are a little bit better than them, and you know, hopefully we can come out and win this ball game, because you know, you gotta watch making statements like that.
Ends up on a locker room.
It ends up on a locker somewhere. Room, and trust me, we, you know, I'm not saying that we use it, because I doubt we use things like that very well, but you know, we're going to look at this and see if we can use this to motivate our kids.
Of course, this is a team we have very little history with. We played them one time, and as you mentioned earlier, was in the playoffs, and we were the favorite team that season. We were ranked in the top 10. I think we were 9 going into the playoffs that year, and that was a first round game, and they came in and they beat us by a touchdown. Best I remember, we kind of laid an egg in that game.
It was 28-14, and there were three or four key injuries that we had to kids that didn't play that would have made a difference. So, you know, you can't compare that, because we weren't full strength, and they might not have been either, but they beat us by 2 touchdowns. And, you know, we are mentioning that right now, and because, like you said, we don't have a history with them, so we don't know anything about them. We know that that they're in Bardstown, and their name's Bethlehem, and their mascot's the Eagles. Yeah. So that's all we know.
You know, it is a it's a private school. Tuition, I have some information on their tuition, $7,150 plus some other fees. It's what it costs each kid to go there. So it's a magnet school, and there's probably 4 or 5 counties up there that the students come from, and they all come there to the, it's a Roman Catholic school, much like Holy Cross and some of those others up around Louisville. So they pull from a large area, and this is a game, you know, this is a team we feel like we're probably very comparable with. I do know they were behind against Campbellsville. And I think Campbellsville was probably early on preseason the team picked to win that district. But now, what did they do to come back on Campbellsville? Did you watch that film?
No, I didn't see it. I don't know. All I know is that their Campbellsville running back, their stud running back, got hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't know when they got hurt. I don't know anything about that.
So
I
you
know,
would assume that.
I know they beat them by 1 point. But all I can say is what I've seen with Bethlehem. And you know, Bethlehem, what they do it well. They do a lot of misdirections, and they do it well. And they do a lot of formations. They run hard. Their quarterback runs and throws, and you know, it sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah, sounds just like ours. And the other game in the region this week will be Campbellsville, which finished they finished 7-3 on the season as well, and are 8-3 now after last weekend's win over Fulton. They will be at Russellville. Russell's 9-2, and of course they were 3-0 in our district and won the district. Now, do you have any insight of who may come out of that one, Russellville?
Well, you know, I'm fully expecting Russellville too, because I played Russellville. I haven't seen Campbellsville, but it's hard for me to believe that that there's a team out there that has better athletes than Russellville has right now in this area, in this end of the state. And it'd be great for us to be able to play Russellville for the regional championship, and hopefully the outcome would be different. But you know, I can tell you this, that if Campbellsville beats Russellville and we beat Bethlehem, then we come here and play a regional championship at our place, and how sweet would that be? But we just got to make sure that we take care of business Friday night, because it's a good Bethlehem ball team that we're going up against.
And a long trip. I know the bus ride you're taking, taking some charter buses up, a couple of them, a lot of fans are going. What are you leaving early in the day? What's the itinerary?
Yeah, we're leaving at 1 o'clock. It's a 3-hour bus ride, and there's a time change, so there's 4 hours difference right there. The game time is at 7:30, so we have to make sure that we get there in plenty of time and be able to warm up and not feel rushed and make sure the kids can get their legs and things like that stretched out. And so we just don't get off the bus, play, and come home. We have to make sure that we stretch out, loosen up, and get our blood flowing before we play this ball game.
And last time we went up to Central Kentucky to play in a playoff game against a private school, Holy Cross, we came away a winner, and they were a little stunned on that one.
And I don't think that the travel is going to hurt us as much as whether or not that we can execute and do it well. And again, the concern that I have is whether these kids understand the position that we're in and able to play that way. They know. We've told them, and they know. We've drilled into them that it's playoff, and in order for us to advance, we got to win. If we don't, we go home and the season's over with. We know that. But whether they truly understand that is to be seen.
As you mentioned, this group of seniors and the rest of the underclassmen too have never been in. They've always had the equipment put up by now, and this is new for them. And it's great. It's a great reward for them. And I know you'll have them ready. The coach staff will have them ready. And we wish y'all the best of luck this week up there. And hope for those who aren't going to make that drive, we'll have the statistics and some a game recap on the web right afterwards. And I know WMJL will be there covering the game too.
So. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Coach Darn.